This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour on Tuesday, November the 2nd. Who would you like to emulate when you think about who you want to be like when you grow up? You want to be like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, or the Dougster here on the DJV program? You can take your pick. We all have people that we have grown up around or worked with or loved that we liked being with because they were fun. They taught us things, right? Ladies, haven't you had somebody like that in your life? Everybody has had, I think, somebody who's taught them well. Maybe somebody is an adult. Maybe somebody is a child. One of your teachers. But we all have.
If you're not learning something from everybody, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. Right. I think that's
even people
true.
You don't like. Even people yeah. you don't like, you can learn lessons from them. Yeah, learn how to not be to them. Book.
Right. Victoria. Learn how to not be like them. Okay, so the school protests continue, not only in California but elsewhere. But you got a couple of examples, I think, Jennifer, don't you, in and around Los Angeles where people are focused on the mandates?
Yeah, there's it's very funny because California is super-duper liberal and progressive, but almost so liberal and progressive that you meet people who are on the other side.
Right, you go back.
And where, yeah,
so
where people who stand,
yeah.
Right, well, it's not even, I don't even know if it's extreme anymore. Who knows? But people who are on the far left and the far right seem to be meeting on one thing, and that is that they don't like vaccine mandates. They don't mm-hmm. like the idea of the government telling them what to inject in their body. This is how people who are conservative are lining up with somebody like Robert Kennedy, right? Because he's out there going crazy about vaccine mandates. So the Alhambra teachers have gotten together and the school workers in the Alhambra School District, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, and they are protesting the vaccine mandate. LA Unified School District already has the vaccine mandate in place for both their workers and for their students. And this, you know, as much as people say that, like pushback is dead in California, there are still pockets where pushback is very much alive. And so there are still these little places where people are looking for choice and for freedom and to take the emphasis off of the mandate and more put the emphasis on education, I think. And so that's just an example of a local school district pushing back. They don't like the idea of
well,
being
you can
told
see,
what to do.
Look at some of the big cities, 9 in 10 New York City workers have vaccinations now, according to the mayor's office. 91% of city workers have the vaccine. That's a jump from about 83% last week. The city mandate hasn't received the same pushback, though, it would seem there, as elsewhere. I wonder why that is. What's the difference between New York and Los Angeles or New
well,
York and...
New York fire. There is pushback.
Yeah,
there's
a
lot, actually.
I mean,
91% of city workers right. have the vaccine. It can't be that much pushback,
right? Well, but there is. I mean, I don't know. It can't be.
75%
there are still
of firefighters,
people who are pushing back against
87% of EMTs, 90% of civilian employees all have their shots.
But there are lines yesterday. For people who are sticking out this week because they don't like the mandate.
You mean in New York or in L.A.?
Yeah, New York City. Mm-hmm. So yeah. New York City started their mandate on October 31st. You had to have everybody fully vaccinated. And so this is now where we're kind of seeing how this filters out. And Victoria and I were talking earlier on in the program about the story that's filtering around about firehouses. According to the fire commissioner, no firehouses have been closed, but yet many of the Congress people like Maliatakis and, I'm forgetting the other one. We just read the story, said that there are 26 firehouses that have closed down in New York. So, look, the proof will be in the pudding. Is crime going to continue to surge? Are they going to have response for emergency needs or for fire? We'll see. Is garbage going to back up on the street? I mean, we should know this.
The sanitation people there are on 12-hour shifts, which you can do in that kind of a job. But what are the airlines? You look at the, there's still, although with the change into the first of the month, the problems that Americans having with staff go away because they start a new month. Problems at the end of the month come when they've worked their full complement of hours and they can't take on more. They can't just say, okay, we've worked 90, I think the limit is 96 hours in the air a month, and you can't just go to 97 because you want to. The FAA has regulated strictly the amount of time the pilots and the crews can spend in the air. So when you get to that, that's it. And so the pilots have been working more, as much as they can, many of them, and the same with the flight attendants. And so you get to the last week of the month, and everybody's used up their hours. That's why they had like 1,800 flight cancellations. They were down to a couple of hundred yesterday. But that's still, you know, you can't, it's a different, that situation and that business handles this sort of a problem differently than, let's say, city workers, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of American, there's a, wasn't somebody from, I think it was somebody from L.A. that punched one of the flight attendants and they had to make a landing, and this guy's under arrest or something, interference with the flight crew.
It was a publicized thing last week when this guy on a flight from New York to Orange County, they had to divert the flight to Denver. He was, at first they said that it was about a mask mandate. Now they're saying it wasn't about a mask issue, and however he would justify it, he gets into this altercation with a flight attendant and punches her. And so they had to tie him to the chair. They had to get him off the airplane. They arrested him. I don't know.
Why are there not
air
marshals?
Air marshals have done pretty much gone.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but we have domestic terrorism happening on almost every flight right now. That's what this is.
But when you look at
the numbers of how many incidents, whether it's physical or whether it's someone shouting at somebody, it's almost every single flight has some incident. And where are the air marshals?
I agree. I think the air marshals should be on every flight. And unfortunately, we don't get to make those rules, but these flight attendants are having to deal with so much. This is a woman. This is a young guy who, his name is Brian Sue. He's an Asian guy. He was on the plane with his mother when he's traveling, and he gets into an altercation with the flight crew. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
Well, you need to grow up. Actually,
Doug, if that was a foreign person, right, who wasn't an American citizen, and I'm not, this is not a racial thing, it's not a religious thing, just any other foreign person who was doing that, this would be considered terrorism.
And we don't even know about this guy's, I mean, we don't know the guy's background or what this was.
The
FBI is investigating
it. The CEO of America, I'm not a fan of Doug Parker, but he said something yesterday I thought was on the point. He said, quote, this is one of the worst displays of unruly behavior we've ever witnessed in America. And it is. I mean, this guy was nuts. And so is there a move now
what he did. So there are people, just so we know what he did, because there was very little information. But I guess he got up. He was showing odd behavior before the attack. People around him said he got up. He walked. He kept stretching. He was looking agitated. They said he got up an unusual amount of times, that he was squirming his hands after being restrained. And he heard Sue ask, did you see what happened? And the victim came at me, he said, basically. So...
He told the agent
that he had brain surgery in Rhode Island to reconstruct parts of his skull. So could it be psychological damage? He said that he had ringing in his ears, nausea, dizziness, and loss of balance. That's what he told authorities. So who knows? I mean, who knows what is going on here? But
there's
the point
pictures.
Is, they
I'm
shouldn't have to defend
some,
themselves from people who can't
some,
be who are not ready to fly.
Some video of people on these planes. There's a composite of all this crazy stuff that's gone on. I was just thinking what I would do if I were involved. I usually sit on the aisle, and I usually do sit up front. And if this sort of thing was going on, I would not sit there and take it. I wouldn't watch it. I'd get involved one way or another.
But you shouldn't have to be involved. If we can't get air marshals on these flights, then why aren't these airlines putting private security on these planes?
Well, part of the problem is alcohol ought not to be served anymore on the plane.
Well, used to all be able to drink and no one beat up a flight attendant.
Whatever it is now.
All the people who have been striking out.
Well, most people are getting drunk at the airport. It's not just on in flight. Yeah. They have layovers. So many bars and airports anymore.
And the people that we've heard about doing these attacks, I don't know that many of them have been involving alcohol. I think, like, one of them was involving alcohol. You've got a lot of people who are just carrying around a lot of anger who decide and just they go on an airplane because they're all locked in.
Ooh. Well, Parker said something also that I agree with, that there needs to be, and I think this is going on now, the law enforcement people are going after these folks aggressively, criminal prosecution, because it's not good for business. People see this stuff, they don't want to fly.
I don't want to
get on a plane. Right, exactly.
It's
not good for business at
all. But if I was a flight attendant, I would demand that the company I worked for had some
4,000 people this year involved in these incidents in planes.
Yeah, exactly. That's like an exponential number more than we've ever had. So if I, we can't have air marshals, then I would demand that my employer protect me, physically protect me so I can do my job. And if that's private security on the planes or whatever it needs to be, I don't care. But these airlines are being negligent in not protecting their employees.
Of 4,000 incidents, 789 have been, after an investigation, have ended up in criminal prosecution. That's, you know, you got to get to the bottom line when it comes to that stuff. Today, Election Day. We need to mention this, I think, Jennifer, for a second. What's going on? The most notable one, we have a local election here, but the Virginia governor's race, is that?
It's a big one.
The one
New Jersey.
Notable?
Yeah, New Jersey. I think Virginia is the best, for sure. Not the best, but the most.
Best.
Watched. Definitely not the best. The most watched.
The closest,
the most,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. It's close, and we'll see what happens. The early voting looks good. That's probably good for McAuliffe, but there's also a huge number of people who are voting Republican for the first time because of what he said about education and parents being involved
with it.
And that's going to favor Glenn Youngkin.
Oh, the parents should stay home. Yeah,
should
right.
Should stay out of it, yeah.
Yeah, right. that was not his brightest. That wasn't the brightest thing he ever said. He's a very
political. And then he said there's too many white teachers. That's how he kind of closed things up. I don't know. It's just
great. Yeah, that goes a long way to, especially in a state that had a lot of black voters. Right? Whatever.
Well, that's why he's saying it, right?
I know it is. But do they fall for that? That's, I guess, the question. Who falls for that kind of stuff? Hopefully people are smarter than that. It's 18 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation.
Good for you, Bill. All right, 23 after the hour. Good for all of us. It's the DJV program. Jennifer's off to KRLA. Victoria's here. Jay is going to shine because she has the trending stuff all wrapped up. She's got it. She knows what's going on. And we'll take you to NASCAR, as a matter of fact, to prove my point right after this. What is that?
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so, Jay, what's the scoop here with Kyle Busch, the NASCAR driver?
Yeah, he got really, really heated over a situation at a NASCAR Cup playoff race at Martinsville. Brad Keselowski made contact with his car, and he was mad. So in a post-race interview, Kyle Busch was just going off. He was like, I should go beat the crap out of him right now. Of course, he did not say crap. He said, it's frickin' R-word, man. So stupid. So he used the R-word. That's what the issue is. And a spokesperson for NASCAR says that the organization is going to be reviewing the comments, which means Kyle Busch will likely be given some sensitivity training, right. So, maybe a finer suspension.
There's such a point in going on. I don't necessarily, we've had the discussion here about using the word retard or retarded. It's not the same as the N-word by any stretch of the imagination. Is it inappropriate? I guess it depends on where you come from. I have no reason to want to use it one way or another. I remember using it as a kid in the sixth grade for somebody who was beating up a girl that I liked.
It's so not a word that's used anymore.
No, it shouldn't be.
So it's not really where you come from. It's just we've evolved past it, and it's just
it's just not where you come from.
Because I hear it more than I would like to living in the South.
Way down, we live in Nashville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen. Okay. So the latest social media dating trend. What in the world? Why does there have to be a name?
Why does everything have to be labeled? Zombieing, you have ghosting, you have scrooging, all these different things.
I only know ghosting. What's zombieing?
Well, so ghosting, is when you pretty much just stop talking to somebody, no rhyme or reason, no goodbye.
Right.
Zombieing is when you ghost the person and then come back a little bit later.
Oh, God.
Like a zombie, yeah. You have scrooging, which is the trend where you dump someone right before the holidays because you don't want to buy them a gift.
A lot of guys do that. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the
guys,
latest is
haunting.
Guys,
you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, the latest is
haunting.
Haunting. H-A-U-N-T-I-N-G. Haunting. And it's basically when you go to an ex's social media and you just kind of stalk their social media. It's not like a person that really knows
Halloween
doing it,
type
so why does
names.
This even have to have a thing?
Yeah, but why the Halloween connection would be zombieing, ghosting, haunting?
Because physically you're not there, right? So it's all these, in all these iterations, you're just sort of a spirit.
Like, it's just like creeping. You're creeping on somebody's social media.
Right. I think creeping creeping's way better than haunting.
Way better.
Yeah.
Breezing? What's that? What does it mean when you breeze somebody?
It is describing as when a person ditches their quote-unquote rules of dating and just tells the other person exactly what they're looking for in a potential partner.
Isn't that also called honesty?
I'm for that. Try that one on for size. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's social spending bill hit a snag from Democrat Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia on Monday.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill until there is greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people. Every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but the entire country.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
30 states are holding some form of elections today. Governors, mayors, and local issues will be on the ballots. We'll keep you posted on the results as they come in. We are USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
30 states across America are holding elections today. One of the most watched races is the one for governor in Virginia. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is facing Republican Glenn Youngkin. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich tells Fox News his Republican point of view.
If Youngkin wins, this is an earthquake. If Youngkin almost wins, it's an interesting tremor, but it's not going to shake things up. I thought, and I hope that the Republican National Committee has already lined up a commercial, because Kamala Harris comes into Virginia and says, you know, if Youngkin wins, that tells you we're going to lose in 22 and we're going to lose in 24. Well, if he does win, as I think he will, I hope that by Thursday we have an ad that says Kamala Harris was right. Youngkin won. Goodbye, Democrats. I think they will panic. I think most of the socialist big government program is going to actually be stopped in its tracks, and you're going to see the Democrats in the Congress start biting each other and in a real sense of fear, because this is the beginning of a tidal wave.
More than 100 world leaders representing over 85% of the world's forests pledged to halt deforestation over the next decade. The announcement came Tuesday at the 26th Conference of Parties. That's the United Nations Climate Summit underway in Glasgow, Scotland. The announcement included Brazil, which is home of the Amazon rainforest, as well as Canada, Russia, Norway, Colombia, and Indonesia. The United States also signed on to the agreement, which was backed by $12 billion in public funds. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Moody Blues in the background. That's a little slice of life here on the DJV program. Doug Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Jessica Simpson. Going to make a surprise visit with us later on to talk about her 4 years of sobriety. No. Surprise sobriety. So why is this a big deal? I guess that would be my question. There are a lot of people that go through this. Is a good example.
Well, she was very well known for kind of being like the good girl in the pop princess game. When you had Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and all of that stuff, she was like the one who was married as a virgin to Nick Lachey and all of this, and just always kind of more of a prim and proper presence.
Isn't it so gross that we know she was a virgin? Sorry, that just gave me the heebie-jeebies, just even hearing that, like, ugh.
Yeah, and her father was a pastor, wasn't he, or he was a preacher?
Yeah, he's like a fake guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's gay and he's out of the closet, so yeah, he had a whole journey.
Yeah, so she got into heavily addicted to alcohol and pills and hid it for so long, only kind of really coming out about it.
How
in
well
her
have
2020
you known
memoir.
Youngsters who grew up in religious families that went off the deep end like that. There were a lot of stories.
I think hers was due to her. She had the realization in her book that I think she had been molested.
Yeah,
and it's very common to go into drugs and alcohol addiction.
By whom?
A woman who she never named, but did say 8 years ago she approached this person and discussed what happened and also offered her own forgiveness. And not forgiveness for the person, that person never deserved it, but it was for herself and her own healing. Mm-hmm. But the abuse started when she was 6 years old.
Oh. So how many people confuse Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears?
No one.
I don't think anybody.
I have.
That means Doug does. When he asks those questions, Jay, you always know the answer is Doug does.
Yeah. Well, if anybody's confusing them, then they probably don't know who either one is to begin with.
Who?
And if you are,
who
if you need to know it, I don't know. Well, and if you need to know a little bit, Jessica Simpson is also the one who confused tuna for chicken. Her sister Ashley Simpson was the one who famously did a little hoedown on SNL when she got caught lip syncing because they started playing the wrong song.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Her sister.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Well, Jessica All Simpson's right. also a billionaire because of her shoes and bags and luggage
her
and clothing.
Her shoes are actually really comfortable.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Has she ever been on Dancing with the Stars?
Heels.
No.
I don't think she's ever done Dancing with the Stars.
She's been in mom mode. She hasn't even put out like any songs or she hasn't done any music. She wrote the memoir, which was a big hit, and a lot of people read it. And I think that's it. She's just kind of been taking care of her kids.
So who's watching Dancing with the Stars this year? I trip over it when I'm going channel surfing, but I
didn't see it last night yet. But so don't tell me you got eliminated. I've been very into it this season. It's been such a good competition. Like basically,
from you guys.
Basically anyone could win because everyone's really good.
Really, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to return to its original form. Obviously, last year it wasn't going to happen. Although there was, didn't they have some? They had kind of a parade.
They had no spectators, and they shortened the route, and so basically it was just right in front of Macy's where they had all the performances, and then Santa came in at the very end.
Right. Okay. So this year's parade: 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 36 novelty inflatables. I consider those to be balloons, aren't they? The same as balloons, the inflatables.
Yes, right? I mean, I would think so.
800 clowns, most of them politicians from New York, 10 marching bands, and a partridge in a pear tree, and then Santa Claus shows up. Cast of Six and Moulin Rouge and Wicked are going to be out, and the Rockettes will be there. So they're always around at Christmas time, much as anything else.
But I don't think they were there last year. I feel like
the Rockettes?
Because I just saw an article in one of the New York papers that the Rockettes are back rehearsing now, and I guess they didn't do it last year because they couldn't safely, I guess, do it indoors or I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be normal again this year, which is nice.
So a lot of the New York actors will be on hand, I'm guessing. Kristen Chenoweth is in every Broadway play that there is. She's around a lot. Chris Noth will show up, I'm sure, because he's always around. The Muppets from Sesame Street are going to be there. So it'll be kind of fun. Rob Thomas, the singer, right? Jimmy Allen. So if you are going to go to New York for this, apparently you'll be allowed to see the balloons the day before. They have an area. Where is that area?
It's where I used to live. It's the block of the Natural History Museum. So everyone queues up, and then you walk all around that block, and that's where they inflate all the balloons. Yeah. That's a real New York tradition. That's what New Yorkers actually go to. It's the night before. It's not actually the parade, because that's all the tourists that drive in.
The night before,
that's what all the New Yorkers really love to do. And everybody has, they have little stands for apple cider and hot chocolate and stuff. It's a wonderful New York tradition.
It was the night before Thanksgiving, and all through the house.
Great.
You got to have, if you're going to be there, though, you have to have been vaccinated.
Yeah, they don't want any crowds gathering unless you've got your vax card.
Did you know what the origin of vax is? Vax, the word vax, V-A-X.
I don't know who started it. I mean, it's obviously vaccine, but I don't know where the vax
is. It's in the Oxford Dictionary as a word now. It's a new word. There always are, between the Oxford Dictionary and the Merriam-Webster, there is always a sort of a fight or a challenge who's going to add the most words. And this is one of them, defined, quote, as a colloquialism, meaning either vaccine or vaccination as a noun, and vaccinate as a verb. Vax, relatively rare until what happened a year ago, March, I guess. And, well, the vaccines didn't happen until it was late in the year. Well, then when did the vaccine, I'm trying to, my mind is a blur.
January of this year.
It was January, right?
Yeah, it started rolling out January, February for older people, and then it kind of went from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that it got searched so many times, because that's how they really, they kind of watch this stuff for online activity. And so whether it's people using it on newscasts, which is very, it's a lot easier to just shorten it to Vax, or on social media, it's become very popular.
So what's happening with families? I guess Jay, you've been up in Cleveland. So I haven't been around the neighborhood where you live in Nashville. I'm just wondering about children going to school. Some parents are keeping children out of school because there is no vaccine mandate for teachers in some places. As soon as there's going to be, I don't know, mandate for kids, but there'll be vaccines available for children. When are those actually first going to be available? It's pretty soon, isn't it? For the 5-year-olds, and I think
for
teenagers
Pfizer.
Can get them now.
Yeah,
I know. Pfizer's ahead of Moderna, so Moderna hasn't been approved yet, but I think Pfizer for 5 to 11-year-olds, I think that did get the approval.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of pediatricians' offices have already placed their order. Max Pediatrician has already, they ordered like 300 doses.
Yep. I was reading something that is projected to be the ideal COVID policy for our society, the balance of benefits, the cost of precaution, the excessive caution, what it does it do more harm than good? And now it would seem that according to this survey, people are thinking that excessive caution goes too far and may be more harmful. And mostly they're talking about education for youngsters, frankly. And, you know, you look around and you see what there is. The youngsters seem to have had the least problem with it anyway. Is there going to be a problem at any age, in all ages? Yes. You're not going to be able to eliminate the risk. You're not going to just, you know, you can minimize it by doing stuff that, you know, at least we all agree here that getting a shot or getting the shots is a good idea. I'm not usually out much when it comes to public health stuff. I think people need to be more aware of their bodies and not expect that some pill is going to fix everything, or that the doctor is in charge of your body when he's not or she's not. You are. And so you got to make up your own mind about how you're going to protect yourself and your family. It's very interesting to look around and see what's gone up and down. Britain was up and then it was down and now it's back up again in terms of numbers. You know, it's kind of a crazy thing. It's very schizophrenic. Maybe that's the best. Is that it? Schizophrenic, the response to this stuff. But the most, you know, the numbers are going down everywhere. Are there pockets of numbers going up? Yep. News media is going to focus on them. Yep. This is terrible, awful.
Well, it depends where you are. You know, like local news, I'm in New Jersey, and we still have, you know, an average of like 1,500 or so, 1,900 I think it was the other day, new cases. But, you know, it also doesn't mean that the hospitals are accepting 1,900 new people a day, because that would really be, then we'd be back up at the height of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that it just, you know, I think some common sense, how many people are getting tested and don't even have symptoms, but they're being tested because they have to for work. If you're an athlete, or, you know, friends of mine who commute back into Manhattan now, they have to be tested once a week, regardless of vaccination status. So those people who may not have any symptoms, eventually they might, you know, pop up with a positive case, and then they stay home. And, you know, I think you're only home for, if you're vaccinated, I think you only have to be home for like 4 or 5 days. A friend of mine works with Neil Cavuto at Fox News, and he famously had a breakthrough case 2 weeks ago, and everyone had to stay home. I mean, everyone at Fox News, despite what a lot of the loudmouths say on the air, you cannot work at Fox News if you're not fully vaccinated.
I get a kick out
you
of
cannot
all
work
that.
At Fox News.
Hey,
I have friends who work there. You cannot work there.
Yeah.
You will get fired if you do not get the full vaccination.
It's pretty silly.
So
these gas bags
for
on
Tucker
the air.
Carlson, and gas bag is the perfect word for all these people talking about it. So anyway, Neil Cavuto is the opposite. He's very, you know, smart. He has health issues. He's imploring everyone to get the vaccine. He he got breakthrough COVID, he was still pretty sick because he has all these underlying issues. But everyone around him had to quarantine at home for, I think it was like 4 days. And then once you have two negative tests, then you can go back. So being vaccinated shortens that whole process. It just makes it so much easier.
Understanding the different nuances, like mask wearing, for example, there's a study in, because Britain is going up and down and up and down, interesting case study between Britain and Scotland. So in Scotland, the masks were mandated. Most of the country's been told you got to wear a mask. In England, they didn't. Masks were much less common. And so when you look at the spread, however, Scotland's rate, you'd think, because of the mask mandate, that Scotland's rate would be lower than England's, and in fact, it isn't. I don't know what's in Ireland.
They have fewer people.
Yeah, well, of course, there's not that many people in these islands.
And weren't they kind of slow to get their vaccinations rolled out?
You're talking about Scotland or Ireland?
Scotland. Ireland was great at first because they locked everything down, and it was considered the safest country. It was ranked the number one safest country during Delta. But then everybody started traveling again, and then the vaccines were really slow to roll out, and so then they got another big surge. It's on its way back down again now, but it's. I feel like everyone's kind of had these peaks and valleys. Mm-hmm. No one has managed to be unscathed by this.
Joe Manchin said he would not support President Biden's revised spending plan. They're never going to get this thing through.
He keeps threatening that. He's just, Manchin is such a fame whore. He's just as bad as AOC and anybody else who's, and any other gas bags.
Well, they're all found there, yeah. There are a lot of gas bags around. Quickly, the jury was selected for the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember him, the police officer who shot three people when they were on the street of Kenosha during the protest?
He's not a police officer. He was an 18-year-old kid who shot
and
killed someone.
But he wanted to be a police. He said he wanted
to
be.
Yeah, well, he was a wannabe. Yeah, and he was.
Yeah, he was too young. Yeah, right.
He illegally obtained a gun from a friend of his who bought it. AR-15,
hello.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous.
So why shouldn't
he went there looking for something?
He went there looking for trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
So does he get life in prison without parole?
People are deifying him, though, on the right.
Why?
Because he wanted to be a cop, and the other cops locally were, you know, they were demonizing the Black Lives Matter marches, and yet they were propping this stupid kid up and giving him snacks and praising him and taking pictures with him. I mean, it was so incredibly obvious how politically divided it was, and someone ended up dead.
Well, and the judge even said that person's not allowed. Yeah, those people are not allowed to be called victims. They're allowed to be called rioters or looters.
Which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Talking about swaying a jury.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to find people with that jury.
Mistrial.
Food for thought, 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah. 53 past the hour. That's the DJV program now with Charles Curry here to discuss things that are important in the movie business. It's Movie Moments. And we're going to do a little hocus pocus or hokey pokey after this.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use. So you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Now's the time to drop in Screaming Jay Hawkins. I'll put a spell on you, Phil, for Chuck. This is the music from Hokey Pokey, right?
Hocus Pocus.
How many of those movies have there been?
Well, just one back in 93. You know, critics weren't kind at the time, but it gained a very sizable following over the years. And Disney Plus is going into production as we speak on a long-awaited sequel, Hocus Pocus 2, which will reunite the original stars, Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and Kathy Najimy. They're going to put a lot of money into production of this, which will, I believe, air exclusively on stream Disney Plus, not go into theaters. They're probably going to get a very big paycheck for doing this, but it's also good for the Disney streaming network. So it's a good marriage. Hard to believe, almost 30 years since that original film came out.
Really? All right. Yeah. So what's the latest move in terms of filming things? Are there themes to some of the movies around, or is it still just Transformers and crazy stuff like that? What's going to be out at Christmas time that we can look forward to? That's kind of
I'm looking forward to Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, which hits theaters on December 7th. You're always going to get the Oscar bait. You know, in the last few years, some of the Oscar stuff is so low key. You know, the mainstream really has very little interest in the releases of a lot of stuff.
Awful.
Is you know, if you go back, that's a good question. You just threw me a loaded question, so I got to think about this. But if you think about decades ago, you go back to the 70s, like movies like Rocky and Network, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, these were more adult-oriented movies, but they had big studio campaigns behind them. They were bigger productions. Now a lot of stuff that gets nominated for Oscars or wins Oscars is just such low-ball independent stuff that, you know, mainstream moviegoers have very little interest in this. There's a disconnect in the industry. But I think going forward, I do think going forward, the studios clearly like streaming. They are not going to stop investing huge money into their streaming services. The window, like I give you an example, in 2022, for the most part, the agreement that studios like Universal has cut with theater owners is that the movies will be released exclusively in theaters, but just 17 days. And after 17 days, if the studio wants, they can stream that product on their streaming service. Now, it's a big hit in theaters. They'll wait. They will wait because they'll want that theatrical money. Yeah. But the deck has been stacked pretty much against theater owners.
Not
There's
cool.
no doubt about that. There's
so
no
Jason that. Momoa, who's the star of Dune, an Aquanaut as well, has tested positive for COVID, and he says that he got it after mingling with a lot of people at the premiere of Dune in London. I think that's okay. Yeah, I think
well,
that's
well, COVID is okay, is really bad in London right now.
London.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
Is that scar over his eyebrow, is that real or is that like
no,
makeup?
Real.
It is?
That's probably real. He's an interesting. He has an interesting charisma to him. I will say that. I sort of do like him.
Did he get it in a bar fight? How did he get the scar?
Don't know.
I can't remember the origin of it, but I do know it's real.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.